This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Homophobia is the dislike, fear, or hatred of lesbian and gay and bisexual people. It's often used to describe prejudice towards transgender people as well. Homophobic bullying occurs when a young person's actual or perceived sexual orientation or gender identity is used to exclude, threaten, hurt, or humiliate him or her. It can also be more indirect. Homophobic language and jokes around the school can create a climate of homophobia, which indirectly excludes, threatens, hurts, or humiliates young people. May the 17th marked the International Day Against Homophobia. In Ladysmith, members of a gay-straight alliance group at Ladysmith Secondary School made a presentation to the Nanaimo Ladysmith School Board asking for changes to the way sexual minorities, including gay, bisexual, and transgendered people, are treated. We're joined on the phone by David Butler, a teacher with the BC Teachers Federation Committee for Action on Social Justice, and in the studio by Donna Allen, who is the chairperson of the Nanaimo Ladysmith School District. Welcome to People First Radio, both of you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
David Butler, it's been 10 years since the BC Teachers Federation backed the creation of gay-straight alliances, essentially support groups for gay students in middle and high schools. Tell us more about gay-straight alliances. How have they been received?
It depends, I think, on the community wherein they start. There's gay-straight alliances, I know, all over the Lower Mainland. I don't know to what extent they exist in more rural areas, but my sense is that they're pretty widespread, and the reaction in the schools varies from, like, it depends on if they are just initially getting started there, or if they've been, you know, on the way for many years in the at the school. So receptions are different.
Donna Allen, the Nanaimo Daily News reported that it took years for the Nanaimo Ladysmith School District to embrace openness to sexual identity and diversity issues in schools, but the paper also noted that members of the Gay-Straight Alliance in Ladysmith recently made a presentation to the school board asking for changes. Tell us more about that.
Well, let me give you a little bit of history about this. About 2.5 years ago, we had the opportunity, when I say we, the Multicultural and Race Relations Committee, which is a committee of the school district, to actually invite members of the Gay-Straight Alliance from the Ladysmith Secondary School to speak with us. And we were very interested in what they were doing, because another group, the STAR group, Students Taking Action Against Racism, in the Ladysmith Secondary School had been very active. So we were interested to hear what was happening with the group. And they were an outstanding group of young people. And so we got into a conversation in our committee about, in fact, whether the Multicultural and Race Relations Committee could address policy and issues around issues of sexual orientation and gender identity, or whether, in fact, we should have more conversation about having a discrete committee. To that end, we went to the school board, the actual board, and made a recommendation that we set up an ad hoc committee to discuss where we wanted to go next. The board of the day, which was the last board, agreed. And so after June 2008, we set up an ad hoc committee and started to work around where we wanted to go. We had representatives, James Chamberlain from the BCTF, Joan Merrifield. We had numbers of persons from the community talking to us. And so we made the decision in a recommendation in June 2009 that we indeed wanted to get the partner groups together and community groups and start to write policy. And we made a number of recommendations in June of 2009 on how we wanted to see that policy go forward.
David Butler. A ministerial order under the BC Safe Schools legislation states in part that school boards must ensure they have codes of conduct that contain one or more statements addressing the prohibited grounds of discrimination set out in the BC Human Rights Code. Has this been enough to prevent the often vicious bullying that gay students and students who are perceived or labeled as being gay have reported having to endure?
No, I don't think it's enough. It's a starting point. I was actually just reading over that Safe, Caring, and Orderly Schools guide this morning. Homophobia gets mentioned twice specifically, and what I think it's basically a signal to the districts that the Ministry of Education is, you know, starting to take this seriously. But I think they could do more. Now, that being said, having discrete policies, each board having a discrete policy for LGBTQ people, protecting them from discrimination, I think is really important. So if school boards can take the lead and show some leadership, that would be a really good step in the right direction. As some school boards have, there's nine, I think maybe there's, I know that there's a couple of school boards that are working now, as Donna just mentioned, on discrete policies. I think Chilliwack is another. But we still have like 50-something boards that haven't, and that really needs to happen. Speaking, like, I'm a gay teacher here in Vancouver, and knowing that there's a policy, that a specific policy that protects me when I do come into class, and my identity doesn't have to be hidden. I can talk to kids openly about homophobia and say, look, I'm gay. I don't like hearing this language in the classroom. Knowing that I'm not going to get into any trouble is really important. It's really important for any kind of advocate to know that they're not going to lose their job if they're trying to advance equality.
This is People First Radio. I'm Kevin. Homophobic bullying in schools can have a damaging impact on young people's educational attainment, mental health, and ultimately their chances for success in life. The concept behind school policies that address homophobia is to ensure that schools provide a safe and positive learning and working environment for all students and employees. David Butler is a teacher with the BC Teachers Federation Committee for Action on Social Justice, and Donna Allen is the chairperson of the Nanaimo Ladysmith School District. Donna Allen, the Nanaimo Ladysmith School District is drafting a new policy, as you've mentioned already, to determine how sexual minorities are dealt with in the district. Will that policy address homophobic bullying?
What the policy sets up is rules for being in terms of all sexual orientation, how we treat others. And I must say, I'm very proud of this work that's been done. It will come to the board May the 26th, our May board meeting, as a notice of motion, and go out to the public for input, and then based on what we hear, hopefully will be passed in June. It comes in two parts. It has policy and then procedure, and it speaks to education, learning resources, the counseling and student support, safety, systemic barriers, school and community relations, employment equity, and actually another great piece is to set up an advisory committee like the Multicultural and Race Relations Committee, where we can have ongoing conversation with community and make recommendations to the board.
David Butler, you've prepared and delivered a lesson plan on homophobic bullying. Tell us about that.
I just did it, I guess, a couple of weeks ago when it was the Day of Pink, the Day Against Bullying, which started as a homophobic bullying event. I teach music to many grades. It's a music resource position, so classes come in, classes go out. And I just put aside the actual music lesson, although there's a musical component at the end, where I talk about gender, boys and girls. And I tell, you know, I frame it in what this day is about, and it's about not bullying. And then I just talk about boys and girls and what are some things that if you're a boy could get you into trouble. People might think you're weird, and then what are some things if you're a girl? And it's really interesting, like even kids in grade 4 and 5, they come up with a long list of things that will, you know, could get you bullied, and a lot of it revolves around your clothing, your hairstyles, the way you walk, all kinds of things that tip people off that you could be somehow not conforming to gender roles and expectations. And then I just ask them, well, what are some of the words? And I tell them that, you know, within the confines of this class, you're allowed to say those words that you were always hearing on the playground, but we're gonna say those words out loud, and I want to write them down. And they say all of them. They say every word that you'd expect, faggot, dyke, you know, everything. And I just frame it. I just say, this is a kind of bullying. It's a very specific kind of bullying, and it's called homophobic bullying. And a lot of kids don't know what homophobia is. Like, they heard the word, but they don't know what it means. But everybody knows what racism means, and everybody knows what sexism means. So I say, well, like racism, with racism, you know, you don't like people who are different from you because of the color of their skin. Well, homophobia is, you don't like people who you think are different from you because they are attracted to people of the same sex. And kids get it. Like kids in grade 5 and 6, they get it. And there's no real big resistance. They see that, you know, that's not right. You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't say those words. But I think it's really important that kids are given the language and they're spoken to, as, you know, told exactly the systems that are happening. Like we don't hide racism, discussions of racism. We tell kids, you know, that is inappropriate because, and it's the same with homophobia. We just need to really have those conversations so that it just doesn't start, because it starts very, very young. These ideas, kids learn them in school at very young ages. Even in primary, they start. But the earlier that you can start to have the conversation, the better a chance at success at creating safer schools.
Donna Ellen, your thoughts?
Yeah, a couple of points David's made. We, in our policy and procedure, have put in a list of definitions so people can get some more information if they're not understanding. And the other thing I want to point out is that we had students in our district who were ahead of the adults, actually, in terms of raising awareness and being empathetic and wanting to do something for their fellow students. And to that end, I think it pushed the adults along a bit to recognize that indeed the system had to support what these young people were doing. And so, fortunately, you know, here we are.
We have just a moment left in our discussion today, and I'm wondering if you have anything else you'd like to add, David.
Oh, I just wanted to thank Donna on her work that she's doing. I think it's great. She's showing great leadership. I hope if anybody's listening that's involved in education in other parts of the province, that they can really take a cue from what Donna and her group are doing. It's really, really means a lot to people who are marginalized within the school system.
Donna Ellen.
Well, public education is for everyone. It's supposed to give us a level playing field, and I think that we have to do everything we can to make people safe and happy.
Donna Ellen, David Butler, thank you to both of you for joining us today. It was much appreciated.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
David Butler is an elementary school teacher in Vancouver and a member of the BC Teachers Federation Committee for Action on Social Justice in the LGBTQ group. Donna Allen is the current chairperson of the Nanaimo Ladysmith School District, a former teacher counselor and chair of the school district's Multicultural and Race Relations Committee.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.